Hey everybody, welcome to Tuesday Manna. I'm excited to get into the Word with you guys. I'm looking forward to what God is going to say to you because He spoke to me through this message big time. So will you join me as we pray? Lord, we want to thank You for this day that we get to hear Your Word and be blessed by it. So God, we ask that You would open up our ears, our eyes, our hearts, and our minds to receive what You want to tell us, because we know that You're speaking. So we thank You for that, God. In Jesus' name, amen. So our topic for the day is commitment. Commitment is a word that gets thrown around a lot nowadays. It can be thrown around in good ways, and it can be thrown around in bad ways. Do you know anybody who has commitment issues? You know, maybe you're the one with commitment issues. We all have our own struggles, the things that we deal with on a day-to-day basis, and commitments, some of them. So there are things that I'm deeply committed to, and I want to give you a few of them. The first one is my personal walk with the Lord. My walk with Christ is so unique, it can't be compared to anybody else's. And just like your relationship with Christ, it's very unique and cannot be compared to anyone else's. You know, when I think about my walk with Christ, one of the struggles that I had in the beginning of my relationship with Christ was comparing myself to other people, comparing my relationship with other people to other people's relationship with God. And God began to teach me that my relationship is so unique. It can't be compared to anybody else's, right? That's the beauty of Christ. Like, it's a personal thing. So my commitment to Christ is something that I hold dear to me, something that's it's really big and it can't be compared to anybody else's. My second commitment is my marriage. Again, my marriage is unique. It cannot be compared to anybody else's marriage. It's one of the biggest blessings in my life. And, you know, I love my wife. We've been together going on 14 years, and it's been amazing. And I just feels like I draw closer to her and grow closer to her every year, every day, a matter of fact. So my personal walk with Christ, my marriage, those are two very big commitments in my life. The third is my children. I have two kids, and, you know, my commitment for them is pretty significant. Fatherhood. You know, I've been in a lot of sketchy neighborhoods and dangerous situations in my life, and some pretty intense ones. But the most intense neighborhood, so to speak, is fatherhood that I've been in. I mean, it's just constantly changing and growing as my kids are growing and they're experiencing new things. And I got two daughters, and, you know, I love them so much. And my relationship with them is so unique. Even in parenting and even my marriage, we just like our relationship with Christ, we can't compare those things to other people's relationships, right? I mean, there's a point where we follow other people's examples, but in a comparison level of trying to measure up to other people and their relationships, that's not the way God intended it to be. It's very unique and very personal. So those are some big commitments in my life. There should be one thing in this world that you should be committed to, and that consumes you in a good way, something that you're constantly thinking about, something that you're trying to grow in, and that's your personal walk with Christ. 1 Kings 8:61 says this, "And may your hearts be fully committed to the Lord our God, to live by His decrees and obey His commandments." So what are you committed to? What are some of the things that you're committed to? You know, maybe a lot of you know what commitment means. Some of you guys don't really have any commitments, you know, and some of us commit to things so much to where we overburden ourselves. We can get burnt out by committing to things that we shouldn't commit to. And right off the bat, we think about commitment. Oh, that's a noble thing, which it is. And there's a fine line regarding commitments. And I remember a place in my life where I was so committed to things outside of those three, my relationship with Christ, my relationship with my wife, my relationship with my kids. I had all these other commitments, and I was spread so thin, and I neglected my top three commitments, right? Which is God and my marriage and my family, my children. I neglected those things by all these other commitments because I was the one that would commit to all these things constantly with good intentions. And I soon found out that, you know what, all these other things, they're important, but they don't compare to my top three commitments. So I want to ask you to examine your life and think about what are my top three commitments and how much time and energy do I give to those things if they really are big commitments for me. So it's good to examine our lives and these commitments that we have. If you're watching this, I'd say there's a good chance that you're committed to Christ, right? Of all the commitments in this life, good or bad, Jesus is the most important commitment you could have. It really is. That's the priority of all commitments, is your relationship with Christ. And I want to say something else. Let's not just focus on our commitment to Christ, right? Our commitment to Jesus. But what about his commitment to you? His commitment to me? Let's be real here. Our commitment to Jesus can kind of be sketchy sometimes, right? Hear me out on this. One moment, life is good. And, you know, we just got those new shoes. Work is going well. Family is going well. Our marriages are going well. And everything's like, man, God is good. Amen to this. Amen to that. But once those things start to go away, or they get shook, or they get shaken, our commitment to Christ can dwindle. It really can. That's the way that we're made. That's the way that we struggle with. See, when we're in a good mood, we're like, man, God, you're so good. You know, face it, we're human. We just deal with those things. You know, to be committed to God is something that is not really based on our commitment to him. But the reality of it is, it's his commitment to us. That's where we hold our commitments, right? Because like I said, it's like a roller coaster thing. We have highs and we have lows. We change, our views change, but God doesn't change. His commitment to you does not change, guys. So here, let's read this. Jeremiah 17:9. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can understand it? So Jesus knows your deepest, darkest secrets. He knows all the wicked things that go in our minds and our hearts. And yet he loves us and he's committed to us 100%. He doesn't change when we're mad or when we're good, in a good mood. When we sin, he loves us. When we do good, he loves us. That's commitment. So let God's love for us be a good reminder of what real commitment is. And I thank God for that, because like I said, my commitment to God is nowhere near as perfect as his commitment for me. So let's be, with that in mind, knowing his commitment to us, let's be committed to him. You know, he was so committed to you that he literally gave his life for you. So let's be sold out for Jesus. The number one reason people say they're not ready to commit their hearts to Christ, it's because they feel like they're not 100% faithful or 100% loyal to God. And me being the youth guy here at Lighthouse, that's something that I see a lot with the youth. They're not ready to take that next step of faith because they're like, man, I'm just not 100% committed to Christ all the time. I struggle with things. You know, I'm not as loyal as I'd like to be, so I'm not ready to commit to him fully. And I tell the kids, like, you're never going to be perfect. You know, that's going to be the battle of your life while you're here on earth, is battling other commitments and your commitment to God. And that's just the way it is. You're never going to be perfect. So why wait for the day that you're perfect to commit your heart to Christ? The Bible says that today is the day of salvation. And if you're the person that's been kind of holding off on going deeper with God, taking the next steps in your faith, because maybe your commitment to God can be sketchy. Maybe the loyalty that you have to God can be sketchy. Maybe you're the person who still struggles with anger, struggles with lust, struggles with who knows what. Don't let those things keep you back from committing your heart to Christ, because you're never going to be perfect. That's the whole point of a savior, right? To save imperfect people. It's like saying, you know, somebody who's really sick and they need to go to the hospital to be seen by a doctor. And they say, I can't go to the hospital. There's sick people there. That doesn't sound right. It's like, that's what hospitals are for, or for sick people. That's what Jesus is for imperfect people. People who struggle with their loyalty to him, the commitment issues, because he's 100% committed and loyal to us. So don't let your shortcomings keep you from committing your heart to Christ. Take that step of faith, and you're going to see how committed he is to you. All right? Well, God bless you guys. I hope that encouraged you, and we'll see you next time.